Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. Hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods and everything's going fantastic this week for you. Anyways, I have to tell you, over the last couple of weeks, you know, we've done some strange things on Friday. Well, today, let's continue down the world of the strange. And let's talk about how far is too far. I have to tell you, over the last little bit, I've been thinking a lot about different organizations that I've had the opportunity to work for and some of the requests of things that I've been asked to do. And one that came to mind right away was the following. I was working for an organization where they had lost all of the background paperwork for every single person inside of their company. This included anywhere from driver's license information, social security numbers, and things along those lines. So opposed to the company telling the people that this is what had occurred, they went ahead and told them that they had a glitch inside of their system and everybody needed to fill out new applications because they were changing the way that they were actually doing their paperwork. At what point is this considered going too far? And that's the question that I ask you today. I mean, of course, as you probably can imagine, the company was definitely in the wrong for not letting the people know what exactly was going on. I mean, in my perspective, I thought that they should have turned around and offered credit checks and background repair services to all the people that were there just in case something did happen. But instead, they opted not to do that. So as you, as the person there, how do you take a look at this? What do you do? Do you continue to work on? Do you try to find a solution even though the upper management is not taking a listen to you? Or do you walk? Now, those are the questions that you have to ask yourself when you come to those scenarios. The best answer for that problem is the answer you come up with. And what would that answer be? Is the risk worth the reward? At this point, do you look at it and go, they've pushed you too far? You have to make the decision on what you think is going to be best for you and your career and going forward by doing the right thing. That's the thought I would like to leave you with for today. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.